It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. There's been a lot of talk in Iowa about water quality in the state, from failed attempts by the legislature and the governor to come up with new funding, to the state's largest water utility suing three rural boards of supervisors. Northwest Iowa is part of a region called the Prairie Pothole. It stretches from Canada down through the Dakotas, northern Montana, and western Minnesota as well. I recently traveled to North Dakota to get a look at where much of this habitat is still intact and where conservationists are concerned about the health implications of a landscape there looking more like Iowa. Lush green northern North Dakota prairie stretches off into the distance. The horizon is dotted with small blue bodies of water. Frank Rohrer with Delta Waterfowl hops off his red all-terrain vehicle. He's looking for duck nests. He and a colleague have a long chain connecting their two ATVs. They drive slowly, dragging the chain through the grass. When it brushes over a duck, it flies from the nest.
That was a blue-winged teal. It just flushed from the chain.
Delta Waterfowl, a nonprofit conservation group, inventories this duck breeding ground once a week. Rohrer says this area is intensely farmed for corn and soybeans. As a result, they're struggling to find the best habitat for eggs to hatch.
Probably the best way is to have it be like it was when we arrived. Have a sea of grass. Well, that's not going to happen.
Rohrer says the taxpayer-backed Federal Conservation Reserve Program, which pays farmers to turn cropland into prairie, has been great for preserving grasslands and waterfowl. But the federal farm bill has capped that at 24 million acres, and the Prairie Pothole region has significant losses in its conservation land. So money from hunters helps fund these wetlands. Rex Johnson is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's stationed at Ledges State Park in central Iowa. And Iowa is the state with the most extreme loss of prairie pothole habitat. Johnson says nearly all of it is gone.
You can understand why we wanted to do it, because it made life possible. It freed up extraordinarily productive farmland. And it allowed for the construction of this network of roads. You know, people could suddenly live in this landscape much more easily than they could before. Okay? We just went too far.
High prices for corn and soybeans led to more and more farmers ripping up prairie and expanding their crops. And Johnson says federal crop insurance was an incentive for farmers to expand. After all, corn and soybean prices were high for quite a while. Even if crops never make it to market, crop insurance still pays out.
And I don't think as a people, if we knew what we were doing, we really want to subsidize the loss of wetlands.
With more farmland also comes more pesticide use. Studies show neonicotinoid pesticides are detrimental to honeybees that pollinate crops. Clint Otto is a research ecologist with the Northern Prairie Wildlife Research Center. He uses honeybees as a model organism to study land use and how it affects people's lives.
Between 65 and 80% of our U.S. pollination needs are met by honeybees that spend the summer in the northern Great Plains.
Otto says think of it as one in every three bites of food a human eats is thanks to the work of pollinators.
The dinner plate looks a lot less appealing when you take pollinators out of the equation.
Back in Iowa, there are concerns about what turning all this prairie into farmland does to water that flows from farm fields. The city of Des Moines gets its water from two rivers that are full of nitrates, a fertilizer byproduct that in high levels can be harmful to babies and pregnant women. The city's water utility is embroiled in a legal fight, citing the cost of treating the water for human consumption. Rex Johnson with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says agribusiness is structured in a way that rewards farmers who try to maximize profits. But he says that can create long-term social, economic, and health problems.
As these ecological problems start to crop up, as we reach the tipping point, agriculture as an industry will recognize that it's in their best interest to start behaving in an ecologically more sensitive manner.
Some would argue the tipping point has been reached. In the meantime, some farmers and conservationists in Iowa and the Pothole region are working together to see if Midwest farming can coexist with natural habitat and sustain quality public health. You can find our series on water quality from earlier this year in the state at our website, iowapublicradio.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR. I'm Clay Masters.